And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Friday Night Locks. It is, I just wanted to say, our 50th episode. Woo!
Very nicely done.
50 episodes, holy moly. And we landed it on the Super Bowl episode, which
nice.
Is
nice.
Good job, you guys. Good job.
Time flies. Time flies when you're 56% ATS. That's what the kids say.
That too. Yeah. I'm excited. It's the last game of the season, the biggest game of the season. And I don't know. How are you guys feeling?
The finale. The NFL
finale. I feel like
finale.
We were just sitting here going, I'm so excited for the season.
I know. Can't wait to get into out of preseason.
Yeah.
I'll just say it right now. For the first time in many years, this is one of the best matchups. One against one, you can make a case for either team. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't be laughed out of the building. Justin and I always talk before the Super Bowl. We kind of always go, it's definitely going to be X team. But this year, it could go either way, which is, I think, going to add a lot of fun to this pod, a lot of drama to this pod. I know, T, you've been red hot all year, so I'm really excited to see who you landed on.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, just very exciting matchup and just a heavyweight title fight going on.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It just kind of irritated me the past couple years of seeing like the Buccaneers and or the Rams and or I don't know. I just feel like you said, this is a good matchup. And I think both of these teams were really great this year. And there's no like drama with the teams. There's not like no social media things, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's so,
like
it's a very clean,
like let's go in, we're playing a sport. And that's what we're focused on. And I love that.
Well, we're not the only people that are hyped for this game. I have a couple fun things to start off with that I thought I would surprise you guys with. I have a couple nationwide surveys in front of me. So they polled the nation. How many Americans do you think, what percentage of Americans plan on watching the Super Bowl? Just take a guess.
I'm going to say 82%.
Oof, that's close.
Well, I'm going to say 78%.
Money line.
That's also, you guys were also very close.
Which one was closer?
Jay was closer. I thought this was a shockingly high number, and you guys went over 75% of Americans planned. That, I mean, to me, that's astounding. I mean,
is it really to you, though? Because that's like, it's everybody wants to just like, that's a reason to get together for people, even if you're not watching the game.
I think maybe I just underestimated the power of the Super Bowl, because I think that to get 75% of this divided country to agree on anything is like a minor miracle. I couldn't believe it. Shocking. 75% of Americans plan to watch the Super Bowl. And a lot of them are looking forward to the halftime show, mm-hmm. the commercials, mm-hmm. everything that goes along with it. I think in my head, the three of us are always in this sort of adult sports betting language, and that's where our heads are. But you forget that every little kid watches the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and you like you just forget how they call it four quadrants, right? Young, old, middle, whoever, every stripe of American. So I thought that's really exciting. I have also the same nationwide research poll. I have the top 10 foods that will be served at Super Bowl.
Wait, if number one.
You guys, we could treat it like Family Feud. Top 10 answers are on the board and see how quickly you guys come. So just let's hear it. What do you guys think will be, and this could, they don't have to be main courses.
Yeah, yeah.
They can also be sugary treats. I'm not trying to get
sugary treats.
sugary treats. That was my nickname in college. Mm-hmm. They don't have
Sweet
to.
Cheeks.
Right, exactly. So Top 10 answers I have in front.
Obviously, Justin, let's hear.
Chips and salsa.
Let's see how close you go. Chips and dip. Number one answer. Chips and dip.
Good answer. Good.
75%.
We're going to play. We're going to play.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play.
All right.
I say wings.
Number two. You guys are like really good at this game all of a sudden.
Get it, girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Seven more.
Food and drink or just food?
No, drinks are separate.
Okay, drinks are separate.
And sugary treats, don't forget.
Don't leave off the sugary treats.
Don't leave. Cupcakes.
What? Okay, number four, cookies, brownies, cupcakes, and dessert.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
You got to get number three so we can.
Yeah. We're going to run it home with. This is so specific with the little wieners.
Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge.
Careful when you say little wieners. This is a family show. That is number 10, dead last.
Oh, shoot.
Good for you for thinking of it. That wouldn't have come to mind for me.
No, that's good.
That's very good. Okay, six more.
Hot dogs and burgers. Yeah.
Okay, that's number six. Burger, sliders, hot dogs, number six.
Was that all the sugary treats?
That's it for sugary treats.
Okay.
They're off the board. They're off the board.
Cakes, cookies.
Chips and dip, you said? That covers all dips?
It covers nachos. Covers nachos.
More chips and dips. That's a number pizza. One. Number pizza, three, pizza. Sure, isn't that obvious?
Yeah.
That so didn't occur obvious. To me either. Yeah. Okay.
But who wants to order pizza delivery on Super Bowl? You'll get it 9 hours later.
Oh, so
you guys are much better at this game than I thought you were going to be, because I wouldn't have thought pizza would rank so high. But yes, of course, you order pizza, right?
Of course, I guess.
Should have thought about that sooner.
Okay. Go. Mm. Oh, I know. Wait, are we talking 2023? A charcuterie board?
Okay, I'm going to give you
cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers, number seven. Cheese and crackers, number seven. Very good. You guys are very perceptive.
How many left?
This is not your first Super Bowl party rodeo. You have three more answers.
Nine. What do we have? Nine, eight. How long? Hold on now. Nine, eight, and something else, right?
You have five, eight, and nine left.
Five, eight, and nine.
I got one.
Hold on, girl. My go-to.
Oh, boy.
Chili.
Is it really on there?
Number nine, chili.
Yes. Wow.
Two more answers.
I got
you, you guys haven't guessed wrong yet.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't. But we're about to.
Vegetables and ranch.
Nobody eats vegetables.
Yeah.
Well, a vegetable crudite? No.
That's chips.
No,
and
nobody out there wants a vegetable.
That is not American. Nobody likes vegetables. Nobody wants vegetables.
Give me a piece of raw broccoli with ranch right now.
Go back to California with that.
All the ranch is empty. The carrots are gone. The broccoli and cauliflower is still there.
People drink the ranch out of a pint glass, but no broccoli.
When you first arrive to the party, that's the first thing you reach for because you don't want to look like a pig.
But you have to think in the finger foods type situation. You have to think a toothpick in the thing or like a slice of pizza, a wing. You have to think that way, right?
Nachos.
Mm-hmm. Nachos or chips and dip?
Ding. Nope. She is correct.
I asked you if nachos were a part of chips and dip.
Chips and dip. That's chip with stuff.
Oh, I would have said nachos.
I didn't hear you say nachos. That's number five, actually. Very charting very high with nachos. Okay. Yeah.
That's
last
it.
One.
Oh,
last
no.
one. Number what's eight.
What's it start with?
No, this one, this
S.
could this could come or this couldn't come.
S? Oh, I know.
Sushi.
No.
No.
Similar. Kind of.
Steak.
What neighborhood do you guys live in? Shrimp cocktail.
Not yours. You'd
sushi.
Have been.
Sushi?
No.
Think more low brow. Think more like party food. Like you could put it out on a long table.
Oh, yeah. Sandwiches.
Salami. There you go. There you go. Sub sandwiches. Number eight.
I thought that was actually very
successful, you guys.
That's good. I wish the nacho thing, I would have been a little more clear on the nacho thing.
So now when you guys go to your party on Sunday, you can go, are you guys having chili? That's the number nine ranked food in the country.
Right.
You guys should have thought about that.
I can't believe you guys have chili. It's number nine. You're still number nine. I thought you would have had a number five.
At least a number five.
Where's the sub?
You're like, where's the shrimp cocktail and the sushi?
Yeah,
what kind of party is this?
The sushi? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring sushi.
Or if they have nachos with salsa on them, you're just going to get confused.
Yeah, chips and salsa, nachos, there's two categories. That's crazy.
So, okay. So those are the top 10 foods served at Super Bowl parties. Do you guys want to quickly do the top five beverages?
Easy.
I'll give you a little hint. These are not, remember, not everybody who's over 21 partakes in Super Bowl parties. So just keep in mind, there's non-alcoholic choices on this list.
Okay. Can I ask, was this list made in 2023?
Yes.
You think?
Okay. Yes. This is current, and it's not, some sites say, here's our favorites ranked. Okay. This is just a poll of nation, like this is neutral. So what is the number one beverage consumed on Super Bowl Sunday?
Beer.
Beer.
You would think so. That's number two.
Soda.
That's number one.
Really?
Yeah. I guess you got to touch on everything.
Number three, you'll never get in your entire life. But I think those of us West Coasters, hint, hint, are not thinking about our Southern friends who love Seltzers. This drink.
Moonshine?
No.
Southerners that love
that's,
this
that's
drink.
A party that I would like chick. To go to. Yeah.
Well, just throwing it out there, I would say in some capacity, Jell-O shots?
No, don't think exotic. This is just like mainstream, like.
Okay, well, I mean, seltzers.
No.
Well, no.
those are popular, I think.
Wine
is number
four.
One, two, four. Yep. Wine is number four.
Maybe number four on my list. Are we saying liquor?
You'll never get number three. I'll give you a hint. It's a cousin of soda, and they drink a lot of it in the South.
Oh, sweet tea.
Iced tea, number three.
What? That's on the list.
And number five, I'll give you another hint. Who's singing the national anthem?
Rihanna. Oh, no. I don't know.
Chris Stapleton.
So that's whiskey.
Whiskey, number five.
Is he really? Hey, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. That's
soda,
cool.
Beer, iced tea, wine, whiskey, the five most popular drinks consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
I would have put beer and wine together. Yeah. I feel like they're always together.
But they're definitely not the same thing.
But they're not the same thing.
That's interesting. I like that.
So there you go.
How many will you be consuming, Jason?
All the above.
Wow. Even iced tea? Ice.
You won't be drinking wine.
As long as it's the kind of iced tea that comes from Long Island.
Yeah, exactly. Spiked tea.
Yeah. That's good. That's awesome. Fun. How many commercials do you think this year are going to make me cry?
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Because now you're a parent?
Now I'm a parent and I look at things differently now. I would say six. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, I'm
going
to write that down.
I'll let you know.
That's the over under.
Over under six, maybe five. If I have some more drink.
She can't. She can't go on. She can't watch the game. She just leaves at halftime. I can't do this anymore.
That is common. I'll tell you what else you have to look forward to. This is new parent, old parent.
Yeah.
So you won't notice this unless you're old parent like me. Every car commercial now is exactly the same.
Oh.
It's a dad in a car. The little girl gets in the passenger side and she goes, "Hey dad, blah blah blah." And then they kind of do the time lapse.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's 18 in the car behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Going, "Bye dad.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
See you later."
Yeah. And you can't forget the shot of the car driving down the like beautiful road with the leaves going across the street.
Don't need you anymore. Or the one where she's driving in the car and the dad leaves her the message.
Oh, I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. Are you out of your mind?
Dad, I just checking on you. Hope you're good.
What? Why do they do that to us?
Yeah,
I'm so sad. I don't even want to buy your car anymore.
For like depression pills because she was crying by a lake.
You need depression pills after seeing that commercial. And
it was
you're
a
in
car
no
commercial.
Mood.
Yeah. I thought it was
no
going to be
mood.
Like, are you depressed?
Well, wait, you know, that so-and-so. Commercial was the Subaru one where it's like the father had passed away.
No.
And left the car. And
I don't
that's
think
good.
In the family.
That'll,
no.
That'll
he
be
left
the
her
next
a message
that,
driving that's and says, I hope you're okay. Well, for me, this is a true story. Just yesterday, we were talking about commercials because our son has like this thing with commercials and music and his first favorite song of his life. This is a true story. His first favorite song of his life was the Coors Light commercial with the mascots when it has that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And he like locks into the commercial. He still does to this day. And yesterday, her and I were looking up on our phones, Googling top musical commercials of 2022. top, you know, best commercial of 2022, like looking for songs. And she has a playlist of commercial music.
But it's labeled Wyatt's favorite
that he
songs.
Like that he locks in, like it's on the TV repetitively, and he'll be doing something and he'll look up and stare. Mm-hmm. And his first ever was a Coors Light commercial. Yeah.
So I think he'll have a fondness to commercials like his mom.
Yeah. And Coors Light.
How many will he cry at?
No Coors Light in this family.
Yeah. Just be happy you're not in the baby shark face.
Oh gosh.
We did you know that once one. Yesterday. Yeah. And you he doesn't like one, the right? grandpa voice. He runs to me when the grandpa shang and he just comes running to me. He's like, no. So we're okay
that's
with that.
Awesome.
Kids music anyways. Cuts both ways. At first you're like, it's so cute. And then you're like, if I hear Wheels on the Bus one more time, I'm gonna do something bad.
But Miss Rachel is a godsend for us. So
Miss Rachel. We stand I think that's for Rachel. New to me.
She's not going to be.
No Coco Melon allowed in this house. It's okay. Only Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel. Okay.
She's great. And he that's just goes.
Yeah.
We had Blue's Clues and still like some of the oldies.
Miss Rachel goes, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's like actually on the pediatrician list of like teaching.
Yeah.
It's a teaching show. It's not Coco Melon. It's like a trance. Like
20 billion views or something.
She's only a billionaire now.
Good girl.
The only Miss Rachel we know is a dominatrix.
He just goes right,
Rachel.
Okay, are we going to talk about sides, totals, props? Let's get into it.
Let's go.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
This is really tough, right, guys?
Yeah.
This is not easy.
No.
So, as I stated last time, I have two tickets that I bought before, KC and Philly. So, either way, I'm a happy camper. But for the purposes of this pod, I think we should all pick something. And that way we can circle back and go, hey, we were right. Or, boy, did we get that one wrong.
Yeah.
So, here's my thinking. My initial gut is go with Philly. Because I love the kind of football that is won in the trenches. I like a good offensive line that protects a quarterback. I like a good defensive line that can put pressure on. However, I'm taking the Chiefs.
Whoa.
And I'll tell you why. I think that I'm going to stick with the woman who I brought to the dance. And that is, this whole year, I've been taking the points. I don't know why the Chiefs have moved from, they opened at -2. Now they're getting 1.5. The more I analyze it and the more I go, oh, Jalen Hurts and the running game and blah, blah, blah. I said it last week. T, you said death taxes and Andy Reid off a bye. And I can't get that out of my head. So when I keep trying to go, oh, it's Philly. Oh, it's KC. How am I going to, I just go, you know what? I'm just going to hang my hat on death taxes and Andy Reid. That cuts through to me. Sometimes Jay will say one thing that I can just go, okay, that's my North Star.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, when there's so much hype around one game, there's a lot of noise. And every sports talk radio has their, do this, do that, blah, 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 line move, blah, blah, blah. And I just go, how can I see the North Star? So I'm going to hitch my train to Patrick Mahomes. I think he's a star. I think that he's been there before. And here's how I see the game. If for some reason Casey's line can't protect him and they break his arm like they did to Brock Purdy on the first play, this game's over and I'm a moron. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if Patrick Mahomes can pass, which I think they're going to be pass heavy, Casey, I think that Philly is kind of a front runner team. Here's what I mean about that. I think that Philly, throughout this whole year, has gotten a lead in the first half, and then they've just run, and they protected that lead. And I think that they're not a great come from behind team. And Jalen Hurts is not Josh Allen, where he's throwing constant deep balls. So I think that if KC scores first, I think KC's going to win this game. And I don't think Philadelphia is built to come from behind. If for some reason Philadelphia jumps out to a lead, I think Patrick Mahomes can come from behind because that's the way he plays. I see that the line has moved all the way from KC to Philadelphia. And therefore, I go, if everybody's going that way, I'm going to go the other way. So, like I said, I'm going to stick with who brought me here. I'm taking the points. I'm taking the contrarian. Give me the star, Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to take KC, and I have a correlated prop bet that I'd like to throw out. If you believe that KC is going to win the game, as I do, most of the time, the MVP goes to a quarterback. But in 2 out of the last 4 years, it's gone to a receiver, mm-hmm. Cooper Kupp. So if you believe Casey's going to win, I think that you should take Travis Kelce. Some places have it at 12 to 1. Some places have it up to 16 to 1 to win the MVP. So I'm going to take Casey as my side. My correlated prop is Travis Kelce, MVP, 16 to 1. And then I'll also throw out one more prop that I like a lot. Kansas City has held their last two opponents, Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars, to under their over-under passing yards. And I'm going to say Jalen Hurts, we still don't know if his shoulder is 100% healthy. There's still some question mark around that. And Philadelphia, again, is a very run-heavy team. I'm going to also take Jalen Hurts under his passing yards of 245.5 at minus 25. Mm. So I got those three Super Bowl bets. And then maybe later in the show, after you guys weigh in, I have the odds on what Rihanna's first song is going to be, too. Maybe we could all just pick one and see if we're all right during the game or something like that. Those are my three bets. I like Kansas City. I like Jalen Hurts under passing yards. And I like Travis Kelce, MVP. What do you guys think?
Nice.
I like that. I'm going to ask you both the question, but do you think also it's going to be a high scoring game or a low scoring game?
In my head, I'm just going to pick an arbitrary number.
Yeah, throw a score out there or something.
I think it's Kansas City 30, Philadelphia 24.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
It doesn't matter what I think because... In this episode, we're just throwing out our Super Bowl.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, I mean, more power to you.
It's a 50-50.
So hard, right?
This is a coin flip for me. And it's like, you know, I was talking to my buddy the other day and, you know, he agreed. He was just like, you know, yeah, you know, you could make a case for either side. Same thing Jay was just saying. But like, you know, when you listen to sports radio or you listen to like those VEASAN shows or watch a pod or whatever it is, that's your habits. Those are your habits. That's what you do. And if there was a way for us as gamblers to turn all that off for 2 weeks, which is impossible, then you might have a clearer version of like, you could know who's hurt, who's playing, who's not playing. That's all fine. But like, I'm not listening to the radio for 2 weeks. I'm not watching SportsCenter for 2 weeks. I'm not listening to my pods that I normally listen to for 2 weeks. Then you could do your eye test and you could say from the season what you saw. And that's impossible because these are habits that we have. You get in your car, you turn on the radio. This is what you do. So that's out the window. So I've heard a million different reasons why Kansas City is going to do it. And I've heard a million different reasons why Philly is going to do it. And as Jason said, I'm going to go with who I brought to the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia has gone wire to wire from week one, getting into week 4, 5, and 6 when they were like, Jalen Hurts is the MVP. He probably would have been if he didn't hurt himself. He lost one game to a division rival, and then they lost 2 games without him. And I hear what you're saying about them coming back from behind and whatnot, but I don't know how many times they've had to do that. I mean, the first two times they lost, or the second two times they lost, they had a backup. He actually played very well. And then the first time, they just couldn't get anything going. But they never led in that game, and they ended up, I don't think they scored 17 points or something against Washington. But the bottom line is, I've got to say that my eyes tell me that Philly has gone wire to wire, and they've done it for a reason. They look sound. They're on all four sides of the, like, defense, special teams, their kickoff return, Boston Scott. You have quarterback. You have defense. You have receivers galore. You have running back, a running back parade back there. And I just think that everybody's stepping up. And I think that I was leaning Kansas City probably this whole time. And we're approaching Sunday. And I can't sit here and say to myself that Philly has given me any reason to doubt them. I don't think this game is going to be decided by 1.5 or 2 or whatever that is. I just don't think that's a thing. I hear people saying, well, if I got 2, I might go that way. And if I got 1.5, I'm going to go. That's nonsense to me. That's trash. I think that you're going to see a shootout. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. There's going to be trickery because there's always, if you look back at every Super Bowl, there's always an onside kick. Sean Payton and the Saints, when they won the Super Bowl, that was it. That like turned the whole thing around. Picks,
especially with Andy Reid. He likes those weird tricks.
Andy Reid does a little USC thing where they all dance around and switch positions. And then they have the Philly special. Remember that trick play? So there's always a trickery situation in the Super Bowl, like the hook and ladders or something old school that they bring back. But I think that you talk about Jalen Hurts' shoulder, and I can't question that. But what I can question is Patrick Mahomes' ankle.
Mm-hmm.
The guy had a serious high ankle sprain. He's a competitor. He's not going to say he's hurt. You're never going to hear him say, yeah, man, I'm in a lot of pain. I've been doing a lot of therapy. He's not going to say that. He's in that therapy tank all day long on that ankle. He's got it wrapped in some, you know, airtight, blah, 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 cold, hot chamber, whatever the hell you want to boot, whatever he's doing. He's had a couple weeks to rest it off, but he was hobbling pretty badly in that Cincinnati game. And going back to that Cincinnati game, Cincinnati didn't run the ball enough. Every time that they were on the 3-yard line or the 5-yard line, they went to the pass, fourth down, they kicked a field goal. If they would have run the ball like Philly does, they would have scored touchdowns instead of field goals, and that game might have had a different outcome. I think that if you like the Chiefs, it's because Patrick Mahomes is probably the best player on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. I have to stay with the path of what I've seen all year. My eye test tells me that Philadelphia, you know, they say, crown him. You want to crown him, crown him. I think it's time to crown him. I think that this is going to be a culmination of an incredible season, almost perfect season. And I think that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this game and they're going to run away late. So my pick for the game is Philadelphia Eagles minus the 1.5, minus the 2. There's other bets out there. You could do a -7 and huge odds come your way. You could do alternate point spreads. And if Patrick Mahomes gets his ankle turned, it's lights out. People will be turning the TV off because it'll be a Chad Henne show. I don't think Chad Henne has enough to beat Phil. So I'm betting on Patrick Mahomes to be taken out of this game is basically what I'm saying. And I don't want that to happen because I love the guy and I want an exciting football game. So that's my pick for the game.
Okay.
And I do think it's going to be skyrockets in flight.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 38-27.
Wow, that's a high scoring game.
Yeah, I think it's going to go over. I think there's going to be some defensive touchdowns. Those are props as well, but I'm not really going to lay heavy on those. I have 4 props and 3 of them are for Philly and one of them it's for Kansas City.
What is the over-under on this game?
51.
51. Okay, thank you.
So your 30-24 puts it over, and my 28-27
puts
it over.
So we both like the over.
Yeah, I like fireworks in this game, and I haven't really heard anyone say they didn't agree. It opened at 49, and now it's up to 51, so that's kind of where I'm at there. Kenneth Gainwell, kind of like a backup spark.
Yeah.
Like a Darren Sproles type dude. Fast, runs hard.
Yep.
To score a touchdown, he's plus 300.
Anytime TD on Gainwell?
Anytime TD on Gainwell is plus 300. I love that. Great, great, great comeback. A little 6-yard scamper or a little breaks a hole or something, goes for 20. I like that a lot. With that being said, his total rushing and receiving yards combined, 33.5 yards. I love that. Because the guy's going to get away for a 15-yard gainer at least once or twice. So that does that. That is minus 105, which is damn near even. I'll take that all day long. Kenny Gainwell, over 33.5 yards.
Okay.
Then the longest run, this to me is, again, a no-brainer. Kenny Gainwell, 8.5 yards.
Man, you're leaning on this guy.
Yeah, I love this kid. Hmm? Minus 115. 9 yards, 10 yards, 12 yards, scamper. It's done.
Longest run of the game or just longest run for him?
His longest run. Like if he rushes the ball 6 times and he has 3 yards, 4 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard, he didn't get it. But if he goes for 10 yards, winner. Cash your ticket.
Okay.
The guy's got to run for 10 yards, is called.
So not the longest run of any running back
no,
of the
Kenny
game,
Gainwell.
Just his personally.
His longest run.
Over eight, you
over
said?
Over 8.5. So just look for him to go for 10 yards and then cash your ticket. Okay. Probably going to happen early. And then I have Travis Kelce, just for a little Kelce love, because I saw this prop and it just stuck out to me. It's just kind of like, what?
Anytime?
No, Travis Kelce yards on his first pass reception. Mm-hmm. 9.5.
You like
so
over.
That little tight end cross slant, whatever, goes for 10 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like some little like to the right where he's got to run for the yardage, like the catch, you know, after the catch type thing. But come on. Most passes to Kelce are that little possession or whatever. And mm-hmm. if he goes deep to Kelce, then that's over too. So, and he's going to go to Kelce early. So it's not going to be like the 5 yard touchdown catch or the 5 yard touchdown toss. It's going to be early, midfield, you know, on their own side of the field, go for 10, cash your ticket.
Now, if you and I were in Vegas and you just did this Travis Kelce over first pass 9.5, I would also sprinkle a little bit of, here's a fun stat that I looked up. Travis Kelce to score a touchdown anytime is minus 125.
That's nothing.
He scored a touchdown in his last 5 postseason games mm-hmm. and his last 11 of 14 games. So that's a fun prop, just throwing it out mm-hmm. in the ether.
Right. But that Travis Kelce catch, remember, it's the first catch. It's not any time catch. Like the kid Gainwell, he just has to go for 10 yards at some point.
Got it.
First catch, if it goes for 5 yards, rip up your ticket. If it goes for 10, cash your ticket. Very easy, very simple. Like I said, it's one, you know, good odds. I'll take it all day long. For MVP, it's kind of like, you know, it's quarterback or no quarterback. So that's not fun for me when I'm doing a prop because I don't like the props that are like almost even money. I might as well just bet on the game. Devonta Smith is 24-1.
Yep.
And there's a certain scheme that Kansas City has on defense and that Devonta Smith playing against that scheme, which he's done this year, has had his best games. He's averaged, you know, 8 catches. He's averaged over 100 yards in that against that scheme of defense. And that's the scheme that Andy Reid and the Spagnuolo and the Chiefs use. So if that kid gets loose twice, once or twice, and he's a speedster, Alabama, Heisman Trophy winner, he's a track star. If he gets loose for 2 long touchdowns, he could win the MVP. They're not going to give it to Hurts. They'll give it to him. If Hurts tic-tac-toes and does his thing all day and kind of spreads the wealth, then Hurts would get it.
Does an MVP have to be in the be in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not for the year. It's for the game.
Oh, you're saying MVP for the game, not for the year. Okay, heard.
This isn't like an Aaron Rodgers wins the MVP. This is like for the game. Okay. So
Devonta Smith, you said 24-1?
24-1. And that's nice. Just like, I'm not like, who cares, right?
That's awesome.
Just have some fun. So that's what I got.
That's great.
I'm heavy on the Eagles, obviously, because of my pick. And I love that Kenny Gainwell kid. And that's kind of where I'm at. So fly, Eagles, fly. It's Sunday, Feb 12th. Let's go. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Those are great bets. I love those. Really fun.
They're fun. I just don't like the, you know, Patrick Mahomes 10 to 11. You know, there's no money there.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Can I give you an amazing stat that will make you feel awesome about your Philly bet? 18 times in Super Bowl history, the line moved more than 1.5 points. Mm-hmm. So when they first announced the Super Bowl, it was Kansas City favored by, I think, 2, right? Or 1.5. Mm-hmm. And now it's Kansas City -1.5. That's a line move of 3.5. Mm-hmm. Every single time that's happened in Super Bowl history that the line moves more than 1.5 point in the favor of someone, the team that it moves in the favor of, this being Philly, in this case, 16-2 straight up on the money line, and 14-4 against the spread.
I thought it was 11-4. Okay.
It's almost 90% if you follow this stat that Philly will win this game.
Right.
So that's good. Here's another fun stat in favor of my Kansas City bet. 9 out of the last 11 Super Bowl winners have worn their white home jerseys. Casey is wearing their white home jerseys.
Wow.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it. I got a crazy stat in favor of your Eagles and a not so technical stat in terms of white jerseys in favor of Kansas City. So there you go.
Wow.
Two fun stats.
You know how you always tell me like if something stands out to you or something that I say makes you go, ah.
Yeah.
Like that. Remember that one Super Bowl Tom Brady was walking the field at 8 o'clock in the morning, just deep in thought, no one there, wearing a fur coat. I said, uh-oh. And I called you like, nah. I said, dude, it's all, you know, this dude's focused. I don't really have anything like that this year, except when I was kind of leaning, like I said last week, I was kind of leaning KC. I was like, you know, come on, it's Mahomes. I said to the guy, all cocky, this guy I was talking to, random guy, not a friend, just an acquaintance. And I said, you know, I'm kind of an SEC guy. And you know, I watched Jalen Hurts in national championship. And, you know, I watched him choke a couple times and then playoff, you know, big games, no experience. You know, I don't know. I think that I'm going to lean towards the experience with Mahomes and whatever I said. And the guy looks at me and he goes,
yeah, that was a very different Jalen Hurts. He's a lot better now.
For some reason, that little thing just has just stuck with me. And I woke up the next day and I was Phillied up.
Listen, there's so many things that you could say in favor of Philly. Also, I feel like the NFL does a really good job of promoting new stars. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like Mahomes, he's got a lot of shine, but now let's bring in, you know, a new face and Jalen Hurts. Everybody loves Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. He's such a great star for the NFL. So if you believe that, maybe they get a call or two. Maybe they're, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Sirianni is ballsy. He goes for it on fourth down a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some things that I just, you know, Mahomes has the shine. There's no doubt about that. And there's going to be no Michael Jordan with Mahomes. There was no Michael Jordan with Brady. They've lost multiple Super Bowls in order to win multiple Super Bowls, whereas Michael Jordan never lost a championship. LeBron's lost championships, and Mahomes has lost championships. And I think that Mahomes will probably lose this game and maybe one or two more. And I think he'll still get a couple rings down the line. But I just feel like it's Philly. So
that's all I got. I like it. Do you put any stock in the fact that you know who Philly's former coach, who they fired, was?
They fired him.
Andy Reid. Rick Heinrich.
But did you know that two brothers are playing in this game?
I did know that. And
I know that the older of the two brothers is on Philly, and the older, wiser brother usually prevails against baby brother.
Is that true? Kind of, you have some. Okay.
Yeah, because I think that Jason Kelsey's a center, and I think that Jason Kelsey is a little more studious. He's like a catcher in baseball. He kind of runs the table. He's like the captain. And I think that he knows his little brother's tendencies, and Travis likes to do this. Travis likes to do that. And he's going to be a little more valuable to them in the film room, breaking down his little brother, than Travis will just be like, yeah, dude, let's go. You know, so I just feel like in that big brother, little brother, I feel like big brother's going to take it home.
Did you hear that Andy Reid was only eating Impossible and Beyond Meat cheeseburgers all week to make himself hangry?
No way.
Because he's still mad about being fired. I just made that up. There's no truth in that. You got some good bets, Jay. I got some good bets. We're on opposite sides, which I think makes for good pod and friendly competition. But we all know who we're waiting on.
Right.
And without further ado, T, what is the money line mama think of the Super Bowl? Which way are we leaning?
I hope I'm on the right side here.
A pod divided.
A pod divided.
Can never stand.
Shoot. Don't look at my notes.
I've already put my answer in, Chuck.
Well, listen, I agree with both of you on both sides of the points that you were making, and I feel like they're all completely valid. But kind of along the lines of what you guys are saying, something that rings true in you or that you can't get out of your head or that just a gut feeling or something like that. I just, I feel like I am going to lean towards Philly because they are a very like overall healthy team.
Time to tear up my Chiefs ticket.
Are you here in the background? I'm waiting. No, don't. They, I just, for some reason, the just keeps going through my head. They've just been the strongest, quietest team the whole year. Mm. Like, you've kind of always been like, oh yeah, that team, that team, that team, that team.
Exactly.
And then you're kind of like, oh no, wait, the Eagles.
They're not flashy at all.
Right. Sleeper, right? Sleeper.
Not flashy at all.
The sleeper and the sleeper that happens to be the best team on paper and on the field. And I just think they have a very strong offense. They have a very strong defense. Like you said, Jalen Hurts is just like quietly sweeping the floor. Mm-hmm. No, like it's just crazy. It's really, really crazy. Then I think Andy Reid off the bye theory. Sure, that works in this, but every team, obviously the only other team that's playing on Sunday is off a bye as well. Right. So the theory of being off a bye is that other teams or the team that they're then going to play has already played a game last week. So they haven't had the relaxation time.
True.
When in fact, both teams now have had the same amount of time to prep and rest and all of the above. Andy Reid is a very good coach. I feel like that can only take you so far because he's not throwing the ball.
Fair.
But
you love Andy Reid. He's like your uncle. Like, he's like Uncle Andy. I mean, you gotta love Andy Reid.
Yeah. I mean, like the walrus. That's what I see every time I see him. I'm like, you're like a walrus.
Guy wears a Hawaiian shirt every day.
I feel like KC is kind of banged up after the AFC title game.
Okay.
They have, you know, slightly more questions about their, at least Patty Mahomes' recovery on his ankle. Sure, we can hear every day getting better and better, and he's fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. But who knows? Also, given the track record of this year, like Justin was saying, not that we hope it, but I feel like there's a chance that Patrick Mahomes could get hurt right in the beginning. Yeah. And then I don't want that because that provides a very boring game. So, and I don't think that the backup's going to do anything.
Right.
So I am, with all those things said, and with also remembering the course of the year, I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles. I also think it's funny because I wrote down my score would probably be 30-24 Eagles.
Which is really that was funny, my same score.
Yeah, but reverse.
Right. Reverse.
Because you want 30-24 KC.
Interesting.
So I also think that whoever has the ball last will win the game.
Wow.
Which is funny because you said whoever has the ball first is going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So could be the same thing, but I feel like whoever gets the ball last will win. I don't think it's going to go into overtime if there's a prop bet on that.
There is.
I don't think it's going to be a close game. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like the alternate.
Yeah. And that's my pick.
A lot of your thinking going into Philly is you're like, they're the quiet team and, you know, they're not. And it's almost like how Rocky's just, he's hitting the sides of beef in the freezer with, you know, just keeping his head down. And Mr. T's over here and Patrick Mahomes is such a flashy. Big,
it's Apollo Creed's in a Bentley.
Yeah, no, literally, though, that's kind of how I picture it. And I just envision like it's snowy in Philly. I don't even know if it is, but that's what I picture. And the steps. And I do.
Yeah.
It's so funny, the Rocky thing. I see that. So
it's appropriate for Philly. Okay. Moneyline Mama. Do you guys want to segue?
I like that.
Yeah. That's great.
Of course you do.
No, I like that. And I want to say that was a great handicap because, yes, they both are on a bye was a great handicap to me. And the other handicap was like when Brock Purdy got hurt the other day, it was like in the first quarter, first couple possessions. And that was kind of depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was like the game that we were really looking forward to was over. You knew it was over right away. If you were smart. You do an in-game
and then
under.
It just became like a joke.
And then it was just like there was nothing they could do. Then Johnson goes down. It was like, so like I pray that this doesn't happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But if Reddick gets to Patrick Mahomes and gives him a little, which he's going to do.
Yeah.
I would, you would. That's just competition. It's over. Like, turn off the TV. And I don't want that to happen.
Which would be a shame, because I agree. The San Francisco Philly game was awful. I didn't love the Bengal Chiefs game. I thought there were too many flags and the refs really inserted themselves. And I don't know. Just let's hope it's a better game, just from a fan's point of view. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, like, you know, even the Sharps and the Joes, you and I talked the other day, no one's going to bet the under because no one wants to see that. You want to see a home run, grand slam. You don't want to see a bunt single. So I just, I pray for a good game.
Yep. I hear you. All right. Well, let's quickly go over Rihanna. First song I have. I'm not going to.
Most importantly, save let's it for get, the last part of the show.
Can we get to the important stuff?
Yeah, I hope you have a list of songs because I only know one.
Yeah, I do. You know what?
Talking about soccer. Jesus.
Just by title, none of us are going to like be, oh, well, yeah, I'm the biggest Rihanna fan. But if you hear them, you'll know them. They're all very popular. So. I'll just run it down. They had 20 on the board. I'm sure you got 20 in your prop sheet there, but I'll just give you a quick 10 in order of favorite to least favorite. Don't Stop the Music is the number one that people think she's going to come out to, followed by Run This Town, which I don't think they'll do because it's mostly Kanye West. And I don't know if he's too great for, you know, public image right now. Diamonds, that could be a sleeper that she comes out to, but I feel like a la Prince and some of the other halftime shows, I feel like you would lead up to Diamonds and everything would go dark and everyone would put up their, you know, phones and it would, you know, Diamonds and shiny. This Is What You Came For. Bitch Better Have My Money seems aggressive.
And lots of beeps.
Yeah. Wow. Umbrella. I could picture backup dancers with umbrellas and some fake rain.
That's the finale.
That'll for sure be one of the later songs.
That's the finale.
And Stay. And then there's that, you know, Shut Up and Drive song from Cars, which I don't think they'll open to. So any thoughts for fun?
I for sure think Don't Stop the Music will be the first one.
Okay. I agree with you. So we're both on that.
Because I'm thinking like the way that they could remix that could be like a good intro and a pump up for the crowd. And then Stay is going to be, I think Stay will go and it'll be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know because I don't know any of these songs. I just know Umbrella. Ella. I love that song. But I do know that these artists always have like a guest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always like a Maroon 5.
Will not be one of them.
No, but I'm saying like there's always like the Maroon 5 that comes out.
A Drake or a Jay-Z or something like
that. So I think that the Eminem song would be cool.
Okay.
And I think that Eminem's huge. And I think that after last year with the Dr. Dre and the rap thing, I think that kind of went over really well.
Yeah, for sure.
So she did do that song with Eminem. Mm-hmm.
Love It When You Lie or something like that.
Love The Way You Lie or whatever. Like, I'm not saying that's first, but I'm saying maybe there's an Eminem sighting. I think that she's going to bring the thunder with like a big artist, you know, whether it's a, you know, it could be DJ Khaled. It could be any, it could be Justin Bieber. It could be, but I think she's going to come with.
How fantastic would it be if Drake came out?
Yeah. I think she's going to come with like, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Why do you see that? Is Drake coming to our Super Bowl party?
I thought there was some Drake beef. I thought there was some...
That they thought they were dating?
I don't know. There was something about...
Or her husband or something. Or her little baby came out. No, I'm kidding. Oh, wait, but then Ponda Replay. What number is that on your list?
That's down. I don't know. That's not on here.
Don't Stop the Music. I like
I feel like that could be...
Yeah.
This Is What You Came For. I looked it up. It's kind of like that Calvin Harris. It's very high energy. Love. I feel like that could be a sleeper. That's plus 600.
Woo! Mm.
So there's so many fun props to be had.
I just want to say that usually these props, how long is the national anthem? You know, everyone always says, oh, I got a minute and a half. And it's on what site? Because I have a 50-page prop list.
My friend has it
from stations. Yeah, your friend. Yeah, they always have it, but it's not at the casino. So, if you have it on your phone or your mobile app, send me the info.
Yeah, please
send a message on YouTube on our page. Tell me where I can find it because all I get is like heads or tails. Heads or tails is always
heads
there.
Or tails. What do you think? Go.
But I don't see Rihanna on this list. I don't see
Right.
How long is the national anthem? Over a minute and a half, over a minute 50 on this list?
I think if I'm guessing, the casinos don't put out every single prop in the world. Those probably, like you said, on the DraftKings, FanDuel, at MGM mobile 100%. Sites. Because I was hearing somebody talk about this referee crew throws a lot of flags, which I don't want to see that. Yeah. And they're like, I think the over under is like 11. If they throw 11 flags, just like, come on, man. And then there's one who who's going to call the first time out.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at some of these. I mean, it's like, you know,
I think,
will there be a score in the first 6 minutes? Will, you know, who's going to score first? First score of the game will be a touchdown or a run or, you know, but I don't see Rihanna on here. I don't see Rihanna on here.
You have one of the more mainstream ones. Like, will there be a safety in the game?
Right. Will there be overtime?
Right.
There's one point conversion.
One guy I thought had an interesting prop. He said that if it comes down to the last second, each of the kickers could get named MVP of the game if they kick the winning field goal. And those odds are like stupid. So,
well, I have that. I have that right here, actually, on my sheet. If you don't believe it or not, that Harrison Butker, I was thinking about 200-1.
I mean, why not?
And
right?
For some reason, Elliott's 150-1. So, like, those are still astronomical. But why
astronomical?
Elliott? Why Elliott? You know what I mean? Like, why not Butker? And then I also saw Harrison Butker's, or the longest field goal was 47.5 yards by either kicker. I like that.
Yep.
But I mean, I don't see Rihanna on this sheet. I don't see will the flyover be, you know, B-52s or stealth bombers or, you know, jets. I don't see those. And it's just funny that every time I'm at a party or somewhere, someone's like, I got the green Gatorade or the yellow Gatorade. I know that's a prop and I know it's out there. And they're going to talk, the announcers are going to talk about that during the game. Not on my sheet.
Right.
It's just weird to me. Like
FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, but we can't use FanDuel. We're in Vegas.
Well, that's annoying.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. It's like, you know, more power. It's fun. Those are great. The yellow Gatorade. I think I bet on that at a house party because it was on the little sheet that the host put together. You know, what color will the Gatorade be? They always talk about it. It's in commercials. Not on my sheet.
We're very frustrated.
Not on my sheet. Rihanna's not on my sheet.
So Carly and I are still deciding what we want to do for Super Bowl. There's a couple invites out there. And then she's going, well, are we going to go here? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to have to talk to those people. And it's this and it's that and blah, 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 blah. And I just want to watch the game. I don't want to have to make small talk and work the room. And
And look at the game outside of your eye.
Yeah. Like, I just want to like, and she goes,
I'm not going to sit in front of a big screen with just you and me. As much as I love you, we're going somewhere.
Sorry. Dave,
I love that.
Beep it. Okay. Yeah,
that's how you truly feel.
Did you see how halfway through the mother effer, I tried to bail out of it and my tongue wouldn't let me? So we're sitting there, we're talking, she's like, I'm not going to sit on the couch and watch you watch the game. We're going somewhere. And just then I look at my email and Derek Stevens sends me
the full color.
Jason, What are you doing? It's your last chance.
This is your last chance to come join us.
With a picture of the stadium swim.
Yeah.
And it looks like the funnest, best place to be, the happiest place on earth. Sorry, Disneyland.
Yeah.
It looks like adult Disneyland. And I just go, can I please? Why can't I just
go there either?
That's
Jason.
A present.
You would not go there either.
That's a
outdoor,
present.
Outdoor in a pool area, you would go.
That's the present that the wives, that's the present. No. Thank you for being a great father all year. That's the present that the wife gives to the husband on Super Bowl Sunday and says, go, baby.
There's no way at 51 degrees outside, you guys would sit outside next to a pool. Give me the hall pass.
Give it to me.
Your boy Derek Stevens might be stingy with hats, but his marketing team is on point.
On point.
On point.
And I will say this on the flip side. Every time during Super Bowls and parties, because we're always seem to be at one, I cook. I love to cook. Everyone that knows me knows that. I'm cooking something the whole day.
That's
what are you cooking?
Fault.
Let me
it's my own fault. But I'm cooking the whole time and I'm not, you know, I'm kind of looking at the game and I walk away from the counter and I stand there with my beer or whatever and I get clean. I'm standing up watching the game. Me and my boy Justin are half the game, we're standing up like right in front of the TV, like dogs. And it's like, the other thing is you're chatting with someone that doesn't really care about the game. And they're like, you know, oh, my stock's this or that. And then you're like, dude, I'm trying to watch the game. There's always that. One of the best Super Bowls I ever had was last year.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
When it was me and my wife and my infant 3-day-old son, and I couldn't go anywhere. I cooked my wings, but they were ready by the start of the game because it was one of those mellow things. That's all I made. And we had like other snacks, but I think burgers or whatever we did. But like,
so you went with, number two and number six.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had wings and I watched the Super Bowl, and we're drinking beers or whatever. I don't know if she watched it.
That's the dream, but I watched the
whole game.
I can't sell that in my house.
I understand. But I just want to say for the record, there's something to be said about being able to watch the game.
Yes. And leave me alone.
It's like Tanya said earlier in this pod, it's more of a social event. It's more of a, you know, get together.
100%.
So what you're going to do, Jason, is you're going to go online and you're going to print up a positive COVID test. And you're going to show your wife and be like, listen,
can't make it.
These things, they just ruin our plans all the time.
That's diabolical.
Or do the Ferris Bueller, genius. Just be in bed.
And then you stay home. And then you follow it with a...
I can't. Just go on without me.
It's just, go ahead. Go have a good time.
You're like Ferris Bueller. You're fully dressed under the covers.
And then send Carly here and she can hang out with me.
Yeah.
And the baby. That is actually very smart. Yeah. I'm going to have to scheme a little bit.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right.
Should we recap?
Yes.
Yes, let's go.
Okay. On the Super Bowl Palooza, FNL, Justin says, take the Eagles, fly, Eagles, fly, -1.5. And then if you like the Eagles, he thinks that Gainwell is going to be the guy to pop. So prop Gainwell +300, take his total over 33.5, over, take his longest run over 8.5, take Devonta Smith for MVP, and take Travis Kelce over 9.5 for his first pass. I'm on the opposite side. I say death taxes, and Andy Reid is my North Star. So take KC plus the points, 1.5. Take Jalen Hurts under his passing yards of 245.5. And take Travis Kelce as Super Bowl MVP 16-1. Moneyline Mama, which is the only thing that anyone cares about, says, if you want to win money, are we going for win 21 against one loss? Take the Eagles. Husband and wife are on the same side of this. All of us like the over in this game. Mm-hmm. Good luck, everybody. Happy Super Bowl.
Yeah,
happy Super Bowl. And all I can say to that is, bet responsibly. It's your dough. Do what you got to do, but try to bet responsibly. But no matter what you do out there, beat the book in some way, fashion. Find a prop that's got big odds. And if you are smart, you will bet what Moneyline Mama said.
No.
Go Moneyline Eagles for the win. For the win. And if you don't do it, you need to have your head examined. So anyway, great, great season. And we'll see you next time on FNL.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.